Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday edition, the 13th day of April, 2007. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have another 9/11 individual, another person going public on 9/11 and questioning the official story. A well-known actor from television and film who currently has a highly rated television program coming on to talk about 9/11 and why he believes it is an inside job. That is coming up in the next hour. We'll tell you a little bit more about that individual just a little bit later. I mentioned this story yesterday, but I want to, at the start, today, to spend more time on it. That's a report out of News Target. Monsanto's GM corn, MON863, shows kidney liver toxicity in animal studies. At the end of the show, I mentioned this. So for those of you listening to a rebroadcast of yesterday's program that bumps right up against my live one, you just heard me talking about it. But for new listeners tuning in on the AM and FM dial or Global Shortwave or other places, we're going to spend some time on this. The corn in question, MON863, is made by the Monsanto company. It isn't grown, it's made. I guess it is grown, but that's all designed. And approved for use in Australia, Canada, China, the European Union, Japan, Mexico, and the Philippines, and the United States. This is the stuff that's approved. It has had a gene inserted from the bacteria Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, which causes the plant cells to produce a pesticide. Researchers fed rats either unmodified corn or diets containing 11 or 30% of MON863. For 90 days, and we'll tell you when we get back from break what it did exactly to their bodies, what it did to their livers, what it did to their entire metabolic system. In the meantime, I'll also just give you a rundown of some of the news here. I don't even know where to start. CBS has fired him from his radio show. He has lost his TV show, of course, first. And most people are running around celebrating, including Bill O'Reilly and others, because they love censorship. They love to set the precedent of everyone being fired but themselves. Every show O'Reilly seems to do, it's fire this person, fire that person, arrest this person. I've never liked Don Imus. Very abrasive, a big bully, somebody on a power trip, relishing their petty power. And so it illustrates that how transitory power is and, well, how transitory life itself is. All of this stuff is just going to be blown away. It doesn't matter. All of us die. None of it lasts forever. None of it even lasts really for the twinkling of an eye. But it's not just because I'm in the media that I do have a concern and get a chill up my spine to see this. Yeah, because, I mean, other people are being fired just for repeating what he said like it's some type of blasphemy. So we'll talk a little bit about Don Imus as well and political correctness run amok. And we'll take your calls in this first hour, second hour, and third hour. It will be open lines today, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, my friends, it is Friday, the 13th. I just noticed that. It is April 13th. It is Friday. Why is Friday the 13th Friday the 13th? I'll go pull the exact year in history on this, but in the 1500s, there was a big raid or putsch or counter coup d'etat by the Catholic Church against the Knights Templars, who you could call the ancestors of the modern-day Illuminati, and they hunted them down and went to all their palaces and towers across Europe and the Middle East and killed them on Friday the 13th. That was the set day across the known world for the military forces of those different countries under the Pope's control to go in and kill them. And that certainly happened, kind of a night of the long knives. And certainly I'm not saying that the Catholic Church was the good guys. That's how they knew where all the Templars were based. That's how they knew how much wealth they had, because many people in the church were Templars, and so it was just basically a bunch of backstabbing going on. But the Templars then ran to Scotland. That's why you have the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, and set up their whole base of operations there. In fact, guys, will you pull up the history of Friday the 13th for me so I get all my facts straight, and later I'll go over that if I have time. Here's a few things I've just got in front of me that I found to be interesting and I want to get out of the way before I get into this Monsanto corn causing serious liver and other organ problems in mammals. Kerry Ginrich debate global warming. This happened a few days ago. And when you read into this, it has Newt Gingrich saying, yes, global warming is real, and Republicans need to do something about it and embrace it and get green, and we need a carbon tax. So, Newt Gingrich, we need the Tobin tax, we need the, I guess, the wellhead tax, we need the carbon tax, we need the world government. This is the guy that says we should abolish the First Amendment, literally get rid of it. This is the guy who says torture's good. I mean, Newt Gingrich was put into power. Now maybe conservatives will listen to me because I studied it. He was put into power in 94 to derail those Republican freshmen that did want to abolish different federal departments and did want to reduce the size of government. He came in and said, hey, boys, we're only supposed to say that, okay, to the constituents. The corporate bosses want big government. That's what they feed off of. So they are definitely circling the wagons. I mean, when the NFL and Sports Illustrated come out for global warming and say we need global taxes, and when the Weather Channel does, I mean, it's everywhere. When they're all over the place pushing a global tax, you know they mean business, and they're not playing around. I'm not saying there isn't climate change. We've gone over this over and over again. There are real environmental crises that have got me very concerned because I've looked at the actual data. I didn't just go, you know, 15 years ago, well, that's what liberals believe in, global warming, when nobody was talking about it. So it just must be a lie. I don't set about politically or sociologically with factoids to just prove what I already believe. I have an open mind. And I've interviewed the experts on both sides, and it is conclusive, ironclad, that man-made global warming is a complete and total fraud. A. B. Every major study shows there are more benefits to global warming than there are problems. Higher carbon dioxide has nothing to do with heating. Carbon dioxide comes several hundred years, between 200 to 800, it depends, but it's always after the heating because it causes more life, ladies and gentlemen, with the heat. Thus, more carbon dioxide is off-put, both from rotting life, dying life, and, of course, the process of respiration. More carbon dioxide, more of the life-giving gas for plants that then put off more oxygen. Here, let me suck in some of that pollutant. Oh, still oxygen there. There's a lot of GMO pollen, but we're surviving. Oh, yes, they're listening. Carbon dioxide is an evil pollutant. God forbid the plants put off more oxygen for us. So, I already said I'd get into the news, and I'm digressing. I have that article here in front of me. And I'm not going to get into the Wolfowitz scandal. The guy's a puppet, runs nothing at the World Bank. I'm not going to get into Gonzalez caught lying over and over again. He should be in prison for writing memos ordering the military that this was their authorization to torture children. But he's still a puppet. And so that's a distraction in and of itself. When we start hearing about indictments of David Rockefeller and Prince Bernhard of Orange and Queen Beatrix, when we start hearing about Prince Philip about to be clapped in irons or Lord Rothschild, then, folks, I'm going to be covering it. But they laugh at how we go after their birdcage liners. who they just remove and put in new ones. You just wait when the Bush leaves office, if he does. Hillary's going to rule with an absolute iron fist of hell. And you will suddenly see most of these Democrats that could see the Patriot Act as bad, that could see the Military Commissions Act as bad, they're suddenly going to be running around with little glinting eyes going, it's our time now. No, no, no. The war is good now. And she's arresting evil militias, and gun control's good. We've got to bolster now and wake up the liberals that are tuning into these type of shows because we're going after Bush and go, no, 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 you got to shift your paradigm. You got to understand they own both parties. They move forward with an agenda. They have different rhetoric, but the agenda is a carbon copy. Okay, let me get into the Tasmanian Devils. I was clued into this last night while I was cooking dinner with my wife and listening to NPR. You know, we monitor the National Petroleum Radio. Brought to you by Rothschild Industries. Brought to you by Rockefeller. Annenberg CPB Foundation. Tasmanian Devil. So I didn't pull this up this morning. Tasmanian Devil relocated. Tasmanian Devils are being relocated to an island off Australia to avert their extinction by a contagious cancer. Contagious cancer. Let me say it again. Contagious cancer. The diagnoses, depending on which type of cancer, which family of cancers, is up on average over 2,000% since the 1930s. Then you learn that since the 20s, there have been massive zoological studies with guinea pigs and rats and monkeys and dogs, hundreds of different types of animals, different varieties, in the U.S., in Germany, in England, in Japan, in China, in Australia. And you learn that they've open-air been released, and then you learn that the Rockefellers cornered cancer treatment on the market and also pioneered vaccine research and pioneered cancer virus research, and then suddenly, with their big Rockefeller cancer hospitals, the stuff starts becoming like a case of the flu. And boy, do they have some special injections for you. And then we have all the articles. I've got it for the new film I'm making. I've been doing all this research. You know, because you get the knowledge. You come across it over the years. But it becomes like knowledge. A lot of it, you don't remember where you got it. You just have it. And then you're able to say it, and then you go pull it up, and you're exactly right. You know, I'm always amazed by, you know, I say something, and I go, is that right? Because I'm like, now, how do I know that from 10 years ago? And I go, pull it up, and it's exactly right. But, I mean, the point is that go look it up for yourself, all this research into cancer viruses, and then magically it pops up, and then you find out the Rockefellers are behind the German and British and other schools of eugenics, and they're obsessed with it, and they're obsessed with it today. Now, there were naturally occurring communicable forms of cancer, and frankly, most cancer is communicable. And you get the viruses in your body, and then once your body has divided its cells enough times, and once your immune system gets out of whack, either jacked up too high or too low, then your body isn't able to fight it and doesn't recognize it, and you die of cancer. So I want you to know, those of you that have lost children, or husbands, or wives, or sons, or daughters when they're older, or people who've lost cousins and friends, and all these young people you know who've got cancer, you can thank the New World Order. You have been under a eugenics attack. And, of course, you'll notice rates of cancer are higher in Asians and higher in blacks. And they can't understand it because the genetics aren't very different from one country to another. But you'll have one group of Orientals very similar to the next country, but they'll have a much higher rate, even though their diet's the same. But then you'll notice there's higher incidences of IMF-funded World Health Organization vaccine programs. Of course, they don't care, because now they can just engineer it right into the food. So I thought I'd mention these Tasmanian devils. They're pretty much all got the virus. Most of them are dying. They're very close to being extinct now. We'll tell you what the virus does to them when we get back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, go north for bless your soul. North to Alaska, go north for bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow.
with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901.
Welcome back.
Where the river is wine.
All right, let me get into these Tasmanian devils. Now, notice, they're in Tasmania. They're already on an island. They've been there for eons. And then suddenly, it says that 90% of the devils have died of the cancer that makes their face swell up and their mouth become a bloody mess. Now, my only point is, I get up here and I tell you that most cancer is communicable from all the top scientists, virologists, and the major studies that are out there. This is well known by people within the system, but they don't ever tell you this. It's really bizarre. Just your body malfunctions, and this just happens. And there are some forms of that cancer. But very interesting that just suddenly this is happening, and they're having to relocate them. Tasmanian devils are being relocated to an island off Australia to avert their extinction by a contagious cancer. Contagious cancer. Some scientists fear the move could endanger rare birds and other animals on the island. But other experts say it is a last resort and should pose no problem, since the devils are scavengers, not predators. The path to extinction is looking pretty certain on Tasmania, said William Karish of the New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society, who organized a workshop in Australia to help the government and biologists develop a plan to save the devils. And basically, if they just test their blood, make sure they don't have it, put them on the other island, then all the others will die, they say, over the next few years. Then the virus will burn itself out and they can put them back over there, unless it's some other animal that's been introduced that's carrying the virus, like the European brown rat. It continues, the fox-like animals with powerful jaws and blood-curdling growls are being wiped out on the island state of Tasmania by a contagious cancer that creates grotesque facial tumors. The disease was first noticed in the mid-90s in the state's northeast, where 90% of the devils have since perished. It is spreading south and west, and scientists estimate that within 5 years there will be no disease-free populations in Tasmania, the only place in the world where the devils exist outside zoos. And it goes on. Well, what about people, ladies and gentlemen? What about us? I don't like my loved ones. I don't like, you know, living on a street where I used to live, where two kids died of leukemia, little babies and little toddlers in 1 year. And then, boy, that's really linked to the mercury and the rest of it, not to mention the cancer viruses. If you take their vaccines run by a criminal group of eugenicists who have been caught doing it in the past over and over again, you're crazy. I mean, again, you wouldn't trust your neighbors or an employer if they'd done one or two things to cross you or that had been deceptive and sneaky. But you're going to trust a government and an elite. Well, I guess most people just don't know how nuts they are. I do. I've done the research, and let me tell you, it's fathomless how bad they are. And you're going to have to say no to the system. And they'll fear-monger and, you know, well, your kids might die of another disease or they might get one of the naturally occurring things. Yeah, they might. They just might. Of course, the problem is that some of this stuff is so communicable that once another child has it at the school your child goes to, they can still get the different viruses and things from them. It's like HV40, the human cancer-causing virus that they admit has caused hundreds of millions of cancers worldwide in humans. Every sewage system in India, in a major study that was done a few years ago, had was HPV40 in their sewage. I mean, it lives. It's a tough virus. It can live in really harsh environments like that, and it causes all sorts of cancers. When we get back, I'll tell you about it. About the how it can be put into the pollen. Into your potatoes and into your corn. And a lot of it is in there. It's too late for a lot of us.
I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The mess up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on
this song a few times this week because I was just reminded that it was one of hundreds of songs banned, just remember that, by Clear Channel and others in the months leading up and a few months after the attack on Iraq in 2003. That's the level of psychological control. And some will say, well, that's a commie song. You know, they use that world peace and love thing as a front for their world government. And they do. Anything good, anything laudable, anything uplifting, the New World Order is going to try to take control of or counterfeit. But I assure you, you may see corruption and backstabbing and subterfuge in your daily lives. You may see problems with your fellow man, but I assure you, the evil you see out of the general public is nothing on average compared to what we will find in elite circles. The New World Order is totally and completely out of control in every way. I know we've got Sean in Australia, Chris in Canada, Linda, Joe, David, Linda, many others. I'm going to go to your calls here in a few minutes, and then we've got a very interesting guest to join us coming up in the next hour. But we will have open phones throughout the broadcast, and I've just got a host of things I want to cover. But we already talked about the communicable cancers. And they admit there's a lot of communicable cancers in humans. But if you type into a search engine, pharmacological crops, or pharma crops, you will learn that they have corn, they have other plants, but corn really works well, that grow chemicals in the corn. I mean, where the corn literally has different high-tech, very expensive chemicals. I mean, that's what engineering can do now, where the plant will actually create little polyps of a different type of chemical or polyps of a particular type of AIDS virus, HIV virus, or different types of, other pathogens or live agents or bacteria. Amazing what plants can do. And there are literally thousands of different varieties of genetically engineered plants, mainly food crops. And I remember seeing articles 10 years ago where the UN was funding studies of, an HIV inoculation in a potato or in corn or hepatitis antibodies or hepatitis virus that would then supposedly cause you to have the antibodies, a weakened hepatitis or an altered hepatitis. Just we're going to bring it and plant it in Africa and we're going to feed it to the people. Those Africans, they're ignorant. They will starve. They will refuse. They let it rot at the docks. The governments do when the big free ships, come in with the huge granaries filled with corn and wheat. And all these other grains, they just won't eat it, those dumb Africans. Oh, the Africans, when the UN comes to give their children inoculations from Central Africa to the West Coast to the Sahara to Southern Africa and Zimbabwe, why, they will run into the woods. They will run into the jungles. And then you can pull up articles where it says, but the UN has a mandate, so they pay the local soldiers, and the local soldiers go and forcibly make the families come to centers for their own good, and to the local sports stadiums, usually the soccer stadium, and then they lovingly inject them, those dumb Africans. And they're just ignorant. Folks, 100 years ago, because I've read the accounts, I've read many National Geographics. I've read books on it. I go through different phases back when I had time to read. I read a lot of books about, the English and the Dutch and others and French colonists 200 years ago, 300 years ago in Africa, 100 years ago. I mean, they would beg you to give them big medicine. Because back then, let me tell you, the Western doctors didn't come with cancer virus and HIV virus-laden injections. And, of course, again, the doctors themselves aren't part of it. They think they're giving them the good medicine. I mean, the Africans, they wanted the big medicine, because back then, the white man did have the big medicine. I mean, we're talking big medicine, ooga booga. And the witch doctors wanted to know what their big medicine was. Not anymore, folks, okay, because they're down to earth, and they know you take that stuff, bad stuff starts happening. Village gets sick. Village gets Ebola. Scientists, big medicine men come, then most of village die. And those are the accounts now. They literally run screaming with their children in their arms. Not the dumb Americans, not the know-it-all white bread yuppies, not the know-it-all blacks in America, not the know-it-all Mexicans, not the know-it-all, you know, the fat, dumb, and happy Americans. We got it all figured out. By the way, in southern Mexico down there with the Yucatan and other areas, those people won't take an inoculation. They run from it. They don't want the government's medicine because they're not stupid, ladies and gentlemen. They can see that their baby takes a shot and an hour later is having convulsions and word spreads. You don't take that stuff, okay? You don't take their medicine. So we can learn a little from the Aboriginal people of Latin America, a little bit from the Africans, and a little bit from the tribes in Asia. Oh, they're just ignorant savages. They won't take it. They don't trust us. They did in the past because they saw cause and effect. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. This is important stuff here. With that said, let me just read one article. Now, again, this is in German medical journals. This is in university studies from China to Germany to England to the U.S. Remember, they don't put it all together in one article, though. On Monday, I was covering how this very BT corn has been conclusively linked in multiple studies to causing an intestinal change in the honeybee. Now, most insects won't eat this. It's a pesticide that if they do eat it, it'll kill them. Now this is admitted. This is a pesticide in the plants, and it's not just in corn. Just corn is the most, corn and wheat each year neck and neck together of what is the biggest spiller in foods, and the soybeans trying to rival it, coming in a close third. Point is, just go research it for yourself, please. I mean, you've been given the warning. Here it is. Monsanto GM corn, Mon 863, shows kidney liver toxicity in animal studies. Now, again, I've interviewed all these top scientists over the years who told you the same thing. People were making millions of dollars a year. They were hot shots, and they would do the studies and go, wait a minute, now we're feeding potatoes and corn and wheat that's been changed, and in almost every case, it causes massive organ failure in the rats, in the guinea pigs, in the other test subjects, in the monkeys, and it's causing major liver problems. And, you know, the rat's life expectancy is more than halved, and it's causing bizarre mutations, not generationally, but what they didn't think was possible in the animals during development. I mean, a rat's body won't grow as fast as it should, but the intestines will double in size. A lot of Crohn's-like type disorders. By the way, those are now in major studies. Vaccines are massively linked. I'd say it's conclusive, but totally linked to Crohn's, where you have an autoimmune response and they got to cut your guts out of you. So, let me continue. What you need to know, conventional view, the corn in question, MON863, is made by the Monsanto Company and approved for use in the Australia, Canada, China, the European Union, Japan, Mexico, Philippines, the United States. It has the gene inserted from the bacteria Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, which causes the plant cells to produce a pesticide. Now, let me just stop. A pesticide that kills bugs. Gee, should we be eating that? Folks, they know most of people can't tell you where Iraq is, how many continents there are, who their governor is, who the Speaker of the House is in their state, much less the federal level. They don't know who one of their city, maybe two of their city council members are. That's why you find out David Rockefeller and Jay Rockefeller, the governor, well, the senator there in West Virginia. That's why you find out Prince Philip, they are obsessed. They have their own gardens, folks. They actually have their own food flown in, okay? They literally drink water that's been filtered like five times, okay? I mean, they know. And it's the ultimate selfishness they're doing this to all of us. The ultimate sickness. They should all be arrested immediately. Oh, man, I'm so angry at them. Because you even try to get regular organic, it's hard. It's hard, folks. It's pesticide is in most of the food. Not pesticide they sprayed, folks. It's in the food. The animals eat it, they die. The people eat it, we die. And I know you're not going to stop. You're going to keep using cell phones up against your head, and you're going to keep eating all the GMO food. So am I. We're all just going to die. You see, they have discipline. The elite have discipline. We don't. And they say, well, that's the reason you're going to die. That's the reason you're a slave. That's the reason we're going to do this to you. You're not going to get involved in FIDUS, they say. You're not going to get involved and stop the electronic voting machines. You're not going to get us out of Iraq. You're going to let us keep militarizing your police. You're going to let us keep building more prisons, and we're going to do it to you. Researchers fed rats either unmodified corn or diets containing 11-30% MON-863 for 90 days. The rats who ate the modified corn were found to exhibit signs of liver and kidney toxicity as well as signs of hormonal changes. You can read the study itself. They died much earlier. They lost body weight. The young ones didn't develop as fast. The mechanism that causes the toxicity is not yet known. Gee, it's not yet known because these studies are so stringent they won't ever make claims. Let me see. It's a pesticide that kills bugs. And, oh, gee, the honeybees are eating this and getting sick and dying. Wow. Honeybees just love corn pollen. You ever seen corn pollen, those big old stalks of yellow up there? Flake, I mean, it's a bonanza with the bees just, I mean, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Poor little critters. They go over there and eat this stuff, and they go off and die. Meanwhile, none of the environmentalists are talking about this on TV. It's also stupid tax on carbon dioxide that the plants breathe. Ah! We're all breathing the stuff. Again, no one I knew, very few people growing up had allergies. Very few. I say no one, I mean literally hardly anybody. Now everybody I know's got it. My kids are literally hacking and coughing. Everybody else I know's coughing 4 or 5 months out of the year. I don't want to go into details, but I'm constantly having to stop and blow my nose here. You can hear me stopping. My nose is constantly stopped up. Everybody I know, people who never had allergies their whole life have got it. And there's hundreds of studies showing it's the GMO pollen. What do you think your body does when some pesticide-laden pollen with bacteria genetics, insect genetics, other plant genetics, human genetics, blowing around all mixing with everything else goes in to your nose and goes in to your sinus? Your body is like, my gosh, I better have an autoimmune response to this. I better rush in and deal with this and create mucus to block this and wall this, and so Alex will blow it out of his nose. That's what my brain says. That's what the olfactory nerve says. It says, alert, 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 and alarms are going, and I'm right here living in a growth belt with every type of agriculture you can imagine all around me. And then all the normal allergies, all the normal pollens compile on top of that. I'm breathing pesticides in, not, of course, we're breathing regular pesticides, too, from all the exterminators everywhere and all the toxic fertilizers and all the stuff in the water. I mean, that's all real environmental crises. But the New World Order are masters, ladies and gentlemen, at misdirection. They've got you with your religion. You're going to go to the rock concerts and feel good. I mean, even if you don't really believe in man-made global warming, you know, your girlfriend's going to believe in it. Your boyfriend's going to believe in it. They're going to want to go to the big concerts coming up in the 7th month of this year in every major city. You're going to want to go pay $50 to get in that goes for more brainwashing that we need a global tax and go into the global government's coffers with all the big movie stars and singers like, you know, U2 doing it. You'll just be sucked along. And I've talked to scientists, environmentalists. They go, okay, yeah, it's not conclusive. Not conclusive. It is conclusive that it's a fraud. But they're saying it's not conclusive that it's man-made or that it's even a problem. But they'll go, you know, it gets people thinking. It gets them to be conscious. It gets them environmentally active. I mean, so what if peak oil isn't really real? Are you for using oil and the toxic processes of refining it? Hey, I'm a lot less worried about the fluoride and the cracking of the molecule chain, which is very toxic. And I don't like them dumping it in the water, and it's a big problem. But compared to Franken dust everywhere, pesticide everywhere, I mean, no, it is not. I mean, you know, we got to get... I know I said I'd go to your calls, but I've been wanting to talk about this. I mean, the globalists are just laughing at us. So you better get informed on that, and you better get involved. And real environmentalists and conservationists out there, stop giving money to Nature Conservancy and Sierra Club. All they do is go around grabbing land. They are criminals. They are horrible people. They're land barons. It's a joke. and they make you think you're doing something about the environment, and all you slack-jawed hippies that get in my face and, you know, you're all holier than thou, you don't know your head from the hole in the ground, and I'm tired of you. I've analyzed what you do, and you spend about 5% of your time on GMO and serious issues. Now, deep down, you know the truth. You go and stuff your face and go look for organic stuff for yourself. But, you know, I don't see you picketing outside the schools telling them don't eat GMO foods, don't have GMO BT corn, just one species that has pesticide in it. I don't see you doing anything real. You just run around and steal people's property and, you know, hopefully get little patronage, peerage jobs out of it. And you need to be slapped upside your face. Because I just can't believe what scum you are. I just because again, you're really bad. You're not just the dumb public. You're out there thinking you're doing something, and you're actually having your energies used to set up a world tax so these killers can really nail us to the wall. We'll talk to caller in Australia, Canada, everywhere when we get back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, thanks for holding. I want to go right to your calls. I'm even going to dispense with plugging the documentary films on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. That is kind of a plug, isn't it? Let's go to Sean in Australia, then we'll go to many others. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, mate. Listen, you've been on fire in the last few weeks. It's been really great. I called you up a few weeks ago and you were pretty upset through that whole period. And I know it's been terrible, the stuff that's been going on, the perversion and the treatment of children and all the sorts of things that have been going on, and it's all tied in with the way that they think they can manipulate our minds with this fear, and they'll never get to our souls, though, mate. They'll never get to our souls. But I wanted to tell you about something that I didn't notice on PrisonPlanet.com. This was a story on Raiders News, and it was titled Experts Warn Terrorists Could Launch Nuclear Attack on the U.S.
Well, I did see that about a week ago. I mean, the experts are always saying, we're going to be nuked, we're going to be hit, give up all your rights.
Yeah, now this guy, the two experts were Sidney Drell, CFR, and Robert Gallucci. Okay, these are
That's the former head of the Carlyle Group.
Yeah, he was the one that put in, what is his feet, I think his name was?
Yeah, Douglas, him.
Yeah, and now what I don't know what you know on William Cooper, but he goes into all of the disclosure, you know, like the secretive Thai technology and stuff. And he had said in his, what his research had found was that the New World Order plans were to disrupt any disclosure would be through a nuclear attack. Their contingency plan would be that if the information started to become public, or should any, you know, information get close to being, you know, widely available, it called for a public announcement that a terrorist group had entered the United States with an atomic weapon. It would be announced that the terrorists planned to detonate the weapon in a major city. Martial law would be declared, and all persons with implants would round it up, blah, 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 all these sorts of things. Now, when you look at this article that Drell and Gallucci are featuring, this is their warnings to Congress, too. They had said things like that Al-Qaeda could launch a massive attack, that, you know, basically...
And I'll tell you what's scary. The CFR board, but at that time chaired by Gary Hart and Warren Rudman, put out a report 11 months before 9/11 saying that there'd be attacks on New York, big attacks, and then they called for homeland security. And so they love to basically openly brag about what's going to happen. Yes, the cards are on the table. It is in the game. They are seriously considering detonating atomic weapons in this country.
Now, what's frightening is how that, you know, like you mentioned, they love dates. And here they are looking at this 7-7 of 7, you know, silly thing about global warming. It's a frightening prospect that they could utilize that type of, placid public at those sorts of times. I mean, if we can preempt it by pointing out their stupid, futile plans, then let's do it. But the truth is that this is how crazy they are. And then he goes on to say in this article, she said that one of the comments that Gallucci made was, if we discover that a country has purposely transferred fissile material or nuclear weapon to a terrorist group, we ought to be telling them in advance that we will treat them as though they were the one who launched the attack, and they should expect devastating retaliation. Now,
yeah, what they're going to do is, and they may very well, and this is what the CFR is saying, detonate a bomb, claim that Iran gave it to Hezbollah, or something like that, and then they've been saying that. That's what the neocons say every day. I tell you, Iran's going to give the nuke to Hezbollah. They're going to nuke us. And so they get to nuke us, the globalists get to set up a police state when they did it, and then they get to go attack their enemies.
Yeah, and then Gallucci's written this article in a journal of the Annals of American Academy of Political and Social Science that was titled Averting Nuclear Catastrophe.
I did see that a few weeks ago. Why don't you email it to Aaron@Infowars.com right now, or I'll just try to Google search it and pull that up, and we'll get that reposted. I did have that in the stack. Was it like a week or two ago? Maybe 3 weeks. I don't remember. It was a while back. All right, we'll be right back with the second hour. More of your calls and a special guest.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.